Oye, oye, oye.
Do you wonder what voir dire is? What is involved in the process of arraignment? And who was that Marbury fellow anyway? Welcome to Speaking Plainly, Breaking Down the Law, a collaborative series that will break down questions about the law into everyday language. Now, here are your hosts, criminal justice professor Dr. Christine Artello and public affairs librarian Nia Rogers.
Hi, Dr. Artello.
Hi, Nia.
Okay, so we're back talking about the court system, and when we last left Evil Skippy, he was being questioned by the police, and then they decided to arrest him, and then you left me hanging.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what happens next?
So poor Skippy has been detained by the police based on probable cause that he committed the crime. As I recall, a park ranger was killed. And let's assume that they took Skippy into custody immediately after talking with him. At this point, it is midsummer Sunday morning, and he hasn't been charged yet, just arrested. Both the U.S. Constitution and many state laws require that when four conditions are combined, an independent magistrate must determine whether there's probable cause to support the arrest. In Skippy's case, he has all four. He was arrested without a warrant. He does not have a lawyer because he's too poor. He has not been officially charged with a crime yet. Remember, it's Sunday mid-morning. And he's in jail. All four of those conditions means that a magistrate has to look at this to make sure that there's probable cause for this arrest.
And they can arrest him without a warrant?
So let's be clear. The police have detained someone if the police reasonably believe that public safety is at risk. In this case, we have a murder and they have a suspect. However, they're also protecting the individual's right to liberty when these four conditions that I just said were met. The court, and in most cases it's going to be an independent magistrate, decides whether there's probable cause to detain the suspect. These proceedings are called a first appearance. And this right comes from your Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable seizures by the state.
And you said probable cause. Is that the same probable cause that was in the last episode?
That's right. It's probable cause to detain that a crime, remember, there's two parts. First part, crime has been committed, is being committed, or will be committed. And the second part, the person arrested has committed, is committing, or is about to commit that crime. In this case, we have a crime that's been committed, a murder.
Okay, so how long can they keep Skippy before his first appearance?
So it varies by jurisdiction, but most of the time it falls between 24 to 36 hours.
Oh, so it's not very long before a judge has to agree that detaining him was a good idea. They can't just keep you for 6 months.
Yes, and that detaining him, that the police did have probable cause and acted appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That, in other words, it was reasonable.
Aha. Reasonable.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Since they've already talked with Skippy, they may not need to interrogate him again until after the first appearance. Police will generally be completing paperwork. They're going to search the subject, fingerprint him, photograph him. They will check for possible prior criminal record and see if there's any other similar crimes recently in the area of the forest, as well as in and around Norfolk, where he lives.
If any other park rangers have gone suddenly missing.
Who knows?
Okay.
And since Skippy was camping and he has a car, when he was arrested, the police will conduct what's called an inventory search and inventory any property that was found during that search. If they find any blood on his belongings, they will send out the materials for tests.
Oh, our friends in the dark CSI lab who are all beautiful.
Yes.
Okay.
And they will start running those tests, but it's going to probably take a while to get the results. They may also conduct a lineup. When we talked about that in Miranda, so you can check out that podcast. They're also going to check out any alibi that he may have given when he was talking to them about what he was doing off by himself. And they probably had someone take the statements of the other campers as well, so they'll be putting those into the system.
So they were doing a lot of paperwork.
Yes.
So now back to the first appearance. Exactly what happens at the first appearance?
A magistrate will inform the defendants of the charges against them. The charges are probably set out in a criminal complaint with an affidavit with supporting evidence. This is where the magistrate looks for the probable cause to detain the suspect. In this case, it will be the murder of the park ranger. And probably the police will have been filling out, the FBI will have filled out the affidavit with all of the evidence that we talked about in the last episode. And Skippy will be informed of his constitutional rights, his right to remain silent, and his right to an attorney. He will be asked if he can afford one.
And if he can't?
Then the court will appoint one. The attorney will need to be present for any further part of the investigation. Let's say the police find a witness and want to do a lineup. They will need to have Skippy's attorney present for that lineup. If they want to talk to Skippy again, the attorney will have to be present for any questioning of Skippy.
But not, so he's given that at the first appearance, but not an attorney at the first appearance, because that comes into play for the rest of the investigation.
Yes.
Right now, they're just making sure that it was okay to detain him in the first place, that
yes.
he's met the conditions of being held.
Yes.
Okay, he's met the conditions of probable cause that you were mentioning before.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's entitled to the first appearance because he met the four conditions that we stated at the top of this podcast.
Okay, will he plead?
He will not plead. Right now, because he doesn't have an attorney and he has not been charged and indicted yet. He just has a criminal complaint filed.
Okay, so he just stands there.
He just stands
there. And then does anything else happen?
The magistrate turns to issues of bail or detainment, whether he's going to be released on bail.
Okay, so bail is you pay money to get out of jail, right? Does everybody get bail?
Well, bail is the ability to leave jail.
Oh, okay. It's not necessarily money. Okay.
It's not necessarily money. There's a couple different types of bail, and we'll talk about those. And not everyone gets bail. Some types of crimes get an automatic hold until the government is prepared for a bail hearing. Such crimes at the federal level are bank robbery, kidnapping, and child pornography. And I imagine that murder of a park ranger will probably qualify for an automatic detainment.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go on rampages and kill park rangers, you know, like they want to protect other park rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if the government wants the defendant detained, the prosecutor will move for detention at the initial appearance. The bail in federal court is controlled by the Bail Reform Act. The prosecutor at the federal level, they are called Assistant U.S. Attorneys, or AUSAs, and they will ask the court. The government may also try to prove that the defendant is a flight risk or a danger to the community. In those cases, the government also gets 3 days to prepare for the bail hearing. The defense can also ask for up to 5 days to prepare for the bail hearing.
Okay, you said flight risk. Please tell me that that's like wings and flap, 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 flap.
So, kind of. But it's assuming that you're going to run away and hide and not show up for the court hearing.
Which, so, I mean, if I murdered somebody, I probably would.
Yes.
In fairness.
Mm-hmm.
Run and hide.
Yes. And if you get to a country that either has no extradition with the United States or goes to a country that... has a problem with the possible penalty on a case, like if this was a death penalty case, then...
Oh, going to a country that doesn't allow the death penalty.
Yes.
They might not extradite you if they think you were going to be put to death.
Yes, there was a case in Seattle where a guy burned up his building and four firefighters died in that blaze. And so he was charged with felony murder because it was an arson that resulted in murders. And that's a death penalty case in the state of Washington. He fled to Brazil and they wouldn't release him because he would be facing the death penalty.
Oh, so I guess at that point it comes down to negotiation and we want to try him. So we're not going to give him the death penalty. So you'll release him or whatever. But that's a whole nother, I feel certain, a whole nother podcast with a whole nother set of circumstances. You said that the defense and the prosecution can ask for, you know, time to prepare a bail hearing. What do they do to prepare for one?
Yes. So since Skippy is seeking bail, he's referred to the United States Pretrial Service Officer for a pretrial service interview. And these officers will interview the defendant, and they're going to prepare a short life background and a criminal history for the court. The government will be presenting evidence about the risk of flight, as well as the public safety arguments.
Okay, so who decides about the bail?
More than likely, it will be a magistrate judge must decide whether or not there are any conditions of the bond to reasonably assure that the defendant is not a flight risk and is not a danger to the community. Most bonds in federal court do not require the posting of money or property. These are called unsecured bonds. If the defendant is released at the bail hearing, it is often with conditions. Typical conditions include reporting to the U.S. Pretrial services, drug testing, district-wide travel restrictions, making sure that they're staying where they're supposed to stay.
Okay, so you said most bonds are unsecured?
Yes.
So what is a secured bond?
So a secured bond is a money bond, which you had said everyone gives money for bail.
Oh,
and
I said,
not quite.
Okay, that'd be the other one. Okay.
Yes. So, and the secured bond is the money bond. And this is when a person is accused of a crime, is ordered to pay a certain amount of money to be free before trial to ensure that they're going to show up in the court.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to give you that if you're accused of murder, because no amount of money is going to guarantee that you're going to show up if there's a potential of sadness there. But other things they might be given bail for?
Yes, and it depends. It depends on the crime. Okay. and the risk of flight.
Okay.
So, but in this case, Skippy is probably going to go to jail for the foreseeable future.
Okay, you know what? If I was a park ranger, all that would do is make me feel better. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. You know. But we're going to come back and find out what happens to Skippy next?
Yes, we are.
Great.
This was Speaking Plainly, Breaking Down the Law. The discussion here is purely academic. For legal advice, please seek an attorney. Thanks to the workshop for technical assistance. Special effects by Isaac Hobson. Find more information at scholarscompass.vcu.edu.